It's a pleasure. How are you doing?
Yeah, good.
We're really excited to have you back in the country in Melbourne tomorrow night. When Andy and I first saw Palais Theatre, so we're down the road. Geelong's about an hour southwest, and there's actually a venue that used to be open down here called the Palais, but it was a bingo hall. And then it got us wondering, what would Gary from Snow Patrol be like at calling bingo? Throwing out some...
Legs 11.
Two Fat Ladies 88.
Yeah, I think I'd be great at it. I think I'd be great at it. It might be my calling. I might do that after another 25 years of Snow Patrol.
Hey, now, Gary, you've just wrapped up a huge tour with Ed Sheeran in North America. Now, with these big tours, I can imagine you'd have quite a big dressing room. But what are some of the weird things that you're requesting in your dressing room?
Because you've got the connection through Ed Sheeran, so really anything and everything is possible.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the tour with Ed was last year, but we didn't. I don't think we asked for anything too crazy. We used to put things on our rider.
Yeah.
That were a little strange. Two full size stormtrooper outfits so that we could fight each other. Five hats of the world must include one Stetson was one of them. There was various sort of funny things. I think they've been removed because we figured that we're older now, so maybe just pipes and slippers.
Is there ever a budget when you can request, or can you literally request whatever you want?
You can request whatever you want. It doesn't mean you're going to get it. You know, they can sort of just say that no, we couldn't find that, or just be honest and say no, you're not getting.
Yeah.
Not getting that, you crazy people.
Yeah, that whole take a good hard look at yourself, realize how old you are. You don't need a stormtrooper outfit anymore. And as you mentioned, 25 years since formation of Snow Patrol. Phenomenal feat in any industry. And I say job, but this is a passion of yours. This band is something that you're truly, you truly love, and it's something that you've dedicated a lot of your life to. But one of those moments for a band would be where you're recognised where you didn't think you'd be recognised, and that feeling sinks in. Have you been in a country that you weren't expecting, say in Nepal or Peru, and you've got you're looking out into the crowd and they're singing every lyric of your song?
Yeah, that we're very lucky that that's happened a lot. But there was one particular show. We were in the Lebanon, and we were told that we're playing in Byblos, which is about 20 miles outside of Beirut, and we were told that there was some sort of problem that day, maybe some military activity and stuff like that, and they weren't sure whether the audience would be able to get to the show or how many tickets they'd sold. It was all a bit sketchy. and then we got on stage, and there was, it was completely full to capacity, 7,000 people, all local people singing every single word. We hadn't sold any records in Lebanon. They were singing every single word of every single song. So that was one of the most bizarre moments. It was one of the best gigs of that year. I think it was 2011.
Oh my God, I got goosebumps for you. What an incredible moment.
Yeah, and that town of Byblos is one of the most extraordinary. It's the longest continuously inhabited place on planet Earth. I think 6,000 years has been a city on that site. You're playing in this sort of historical kind of landmark for planet Earth, and it felt very, very awesome.
That is pretty cool. Speaking of incredible moments, surely featuring on Game of Thrones Season 3 was pretty cool. What did you think of how it all concluded? Were you a fan or not?
I'm a massive fan of Game of Thrones, and I thought it was amazing. I thought every season was great, and I adored that show. I got to be on it for 10 seconds, which was amazing. I was in season 3, riding a horse, which was amazing. I had to sing a song riding a horse, and that was my entire acting career. So 10 seconds on screen.
But how much training, how much horse riding did you have to do before filming that 10 seconds of Game of Thrones?
7 months. No, I'm kidding. we did a day. We we did a day before. Well, I went to it's filmed in Northern Ireland, or a significant portion of it's filmed in Northern Ireland, yeah. And about 20 minutes away from my house. They sent me in for horse training the day before and a physical to make sure that I wasn't going to have a heart attack on the horse. And the horse, I thought, one of my favorite documentaries of all time, and I can't speak more highly of this documentary. It's a film called Buck, which is about the guy that the Horse Whisperer film is based on.
Yeah.
And basically, it's a guy that sort of, breaks horses gently, uses sort of very calm methods to kind of break the horses in, rather than the old kind of arcane methods of, breaking them literally. So it's a very sweet man, a very kind, beautiful spirit, and this documentary is amazing. So I'd watched that documentary about 10 times, and I thought, well, I'd never ridden a horse before, but I thought, of course this horse is going to love me because I love the documentary and I know everything I need to know. And I got there and my horse just freaking hated my guts. It just would not do anything. It wouldn't move. Literally, it would only move when the trainer would drag it. Well, not drag it, but pull it by the
reins or whatever.
If we watched movie that was adapted from a book, after watching the movie, going, yeah, I can write my Year 12 exam off this movie. Yeah, no worries. Yeah.
Absolutely. No, I mean, I know I was a moron, but it's definitely something that I was expecting to be better at.
I was exactly the same, Gary. My sister's got a horse, and I thought, how hard can it be? I didn't realize you sort of had to bounce as the horse sort of walks, and I was just getting absolutely smashed sort of from the hips down, and you can imagine what men have got from there, and I was like, get me off. This is not fun at all.
Yeah, I luckily didn't have to do any serious movement on the horse. It was just a very slow procession.
Yeah.
But no.
Gary, we are thrilled that you and Snow Patrol are back down under, and tomorrow night will be at the Palais in Melbourne. I believe pretty much it's a sellout, but you might be able to get the odd ticket left. All the details, krock.com.au. I mean, I feel like we're BFFs now and I want to just keep talking to you, but you've got rehearsals and shows to do. So thank you so much for joining us on the Departure Lounge. And next time you're back in Australia, we'd love to have you back on.
Oh, thanks. I'd love to. It was great chatting to you both.